What is an intensive anyway? Intensives are a core piece of the No BS model that I talk about on this podcast and inside our No BS Agency Mastery Program. But a lot of people have preconceived notions about what intensives are and what they aren't. So today, I want to tell you exactly what intensives are and how they can help your business. You're listening to the No BS Agency Podcast. We talk strategies that can take your 1-2 person branding agency from $5,000 to $30,000 per month without hiring employees or working your ass off. All you have to do is cut the BS. I am Pia Silva. Back when Steve and I started Worst of All Design, we followed the classic default agency model that everybody does. We scheduled our projects over weeks and over months, and then went through that very painful process of actually trying to stay on track. If you have a creative agency, then you know so many things will thwart your efforts. Clients often struggle to stay on a timeline. I found myself waiting for assets that I needed to move the project forward, waiting for the copy they promised me, waiting for photos, waiting for their feedback on any work that we've sent them. Sometimes they just wouldn't respond, and I found that over weeks and months of working with a client, their engagement and enthusiasm level would dip. It seemed like sometimes they would be prioritizing other parts of their business over our project, over the branding project we were doing, or the design project. And that made timelines drag on for weeks or months longer than intended. Sometimes projects would stall or even go backwards because there was no single decision maker. So everybody had their opinions. And even when work was approved, they would come back with different ideas because Bob in accounting had a thought about the color. Which brings me to scope creep, another huge pet peeve of me and probably most of you listening. Maybe it's because you present your work to your client and they love it, but they say, I'd really like to see these five other iterations. And maybe they do that five times instead of the 2-3 revisions that you put in your contract. But it's really hard to charge for that because, of course, you want the client to be happy. And from their perspective, they're going, but I'm not happy with this yet. Why should I pay more because you aren't nailing the work? Sometimes scope creep happens because a client approves the work that you have and then later on comes back because they showed it to their colleague or their friend or a family member who, you know, works in marketing and they had a thought. And now this client wants you to make an edit, make a change, or maybe just explore a new direction. I've had clients ask me for little additions. Can you add this little thing on the website really quickly? And at the time, it does feel small, so I would say yes. But we all know what a slippery slope that is. Not only are there no small additions, because even if I add this little form on there, well, then you see it and you're like, oh, but can you make the button a little bit bigger? Oh, can you change this? Can you change that? There's so many things that can happen once you start doing favors for clients and they add up very quickly. Not to mention, when you add things that are out of scope and you don't charge for them, and it's very hard to charge for little things like that, if you don't charge for them, then clients start to ask for more things, right? Oh, well, you added this. Could you just add that too? These things all add up. Not only do they add time to the project, but they also add up in terms of your time that you're working on this project, where you are likely getting paid a flat fee, but you're working way more hours. All of this also adds to the back and forth that you have with the client. There are more meetings. There are more emails. All of these things take time. And I don't know about you, but when this was going on, I wondered if it was even possible to control projects in the future. And how are you supposed to scope out a project and settle on a timeline when you really don't know how easy or difficult a client is going to be? We ran our agency like that for 3 years. At the end of year three, we got to a critical turning point. We were forced into this turning point because we had landed ourselves in debt. We were getting $20,000 to $30,000 projects, but we were working so hard on them for so long, and they were taking so long, and some of them would not necessarily finish. And all of that meant that we were unprofitable, which meant that we ended up in debt despite making sales and doing lots of work. And at that point, we really had to reevaluate our whole business because we thought, this is not sustainable. We literally can't go this way. It's actually costing us money to run this business. So we sat down and we did something that we call Disneying it. We said, okay, forget what's possible or what's practical. What do we want? What do we want this business to look like? And Steve said, well, it would be a dream if I could just build the entire brand and website and then just give it to them. No revisions, no conversation, just buy the brand I make. He was like, I would charge a fraction of the price that I charge now and feel great about it if I didn't have to deal with all that back and forth. And while that sounded completely unrealistic at the time, we started to think about, well, maybe we can't do exactly that, but how close could we get to it? And that is part of what led us to focusing on intensives. Imagine if your clients all truly valued you and your work and your time, that they got everything you needed to do your work immediately when asked, that they were delighted by your creative genius and would take your work without any revisions. If you can do that, you can control your time better. You can spend the time instead on the creative work that you love instead of chasing clients for feedback. How good would it feel if clients just loved the work that you presented them and approved it on the spot? I think everyone listening is a creator at heart, whether you're a designer or a copywriter or a messaging strategist or a web designer. We want to see our ideas in the world and we want clients to see what we can do and actually appreciate it. Well, I found that intensives are the solution. Instead of dragging a project out over weeks and months, an intensive is when you focus only on one project at a time from beginning to end until it's done. Instead of sending work and waiting days or even weeks for feedback, just so you can tell them, I'll get back to you with those revisions in a few days or a week, you actually work live with the client for the intensive to present work live, get feedback in real time, make revisions on the spot, and get work approved. Let's be clear, intensives are not about doing it faster. Instead, it's a radically different approach to doing a project where you become completely immersed in it. And the result is you're never waiting on clients for their copy or photos or any assets ever again. The process is laid out from the beginning. The timelines are fixed. There is a consequence when clients don't give you those assets. If they're not received, the project cannot commence, which means it will not happen. When you do intensives, clients don't disappear, so you're never waiting on them. In the old way of doing things, so many things can happen in life or in business that will distract a client. I had a client disappear once in the middle of a project. I couldn't get a hold of them for 2 months. When they finally resurfaced, they told me that they had started the process of getting divorced and their life had been completely turned upside down. I really felt for that person. But in those 2 months, do you know how much energy and time I spent trying to get a hold of them, trying to figure out when we were going to finish this project, leaving space and time available for the project, and then not being able to fill it? Intensives happen in such a short period of time, there isn't really that danger of something monumental changing in the person's life or the person's business. I've seen projects get derailed because a business decides to go a different way halfway through the project, or because their sales dip and they no longer have the budget to pay the rest of the project they agreed to. You know what it's like to run a business. There's so many things happening at any given time. It's hard to stay engaged for months and months. In an intensive, your project is never on the back burner because you focus on it and then it's done. And that's the best part. The project is finished at the end of the intensive, so you know exactly when the project will be done, which means you can have a life. You can actually plan vacations and know that you can check out and enjoy them. There's the time that Steve and I did 5 intensives in a row, 5 weeks in a row. From May 1st to the first week of June, we made $100,000 in those 5 weeks, and then we checked out and went to Europe for 2 months. And we didn't have to tell anybody because we had no ongoing clients to work with. We didn't have to ever check our email because we didn't have any clients that we needed to manage. And we had booked intensives for when we got back. So we even knew that we had money coming down the pipeline. Those intensives were already paid for by half upfront for a deposit. It was one of the best experiences I ever had running a business and being able to actually check out for 2 full months. So, how does this work? Well, intensives are one part of the no BS agency model, and there's really 2 steps to making the intensive work. The first step is the lead product. If you want an in-depth description of the lead product, go back to some of my previous episodes where I really break down exactly what the lead product is. But in short, it's the first step of our process. It's instead of a free proposal, we charge to do the discovery phase. We do an interview, we write a brief outlining the exact plan and strategy that we see as the best way for the client to move forward. That experience is critical for a bunch of reasons, and as it relates to the intensive, so that you can get crystal clear on exactly what the plan needs to be. Only when you get super clear and detailed in that LP, in that lead product, can you do an intensive, and you'll see why in a minute. So we deliver the brief. At the end of the strategy brief, we say, hey, and if you want us to execute this whole plan, this is what it's going to take. Here's the price. It's going to be a two-day intensive. Usually our clients are two-day intensives. And then we look at the calendar and we say, those are the next 2 days we have available. So let's say it's 3 weeks from now. You know, those 2 days, we can put them on the calendar. We need a deposit and a contract to actually hold those 2 days for you. And then we give them a list of things that we need by a certain date in order to get started. This is where those assets come in. So, hey, we're going to need all these things. Here's the list by Monday, X date. If we do not receive those assets by that date, we will not be able to do your intensive on the dates we decided on. We will have to move them forward. Now, you better believe clients who absolutely want their brand and their website to be done as soon as possible, because it's going to help their business grow, they will prioritize getting you those assets because they don't want the consequence of having to push this project forward just because they couldn't get their act together. There has to be a real life consequence to not getting you the things that you need. And intensives solves that problem. So we get the assets, then we get to work, and we do the entire project to completion before the intensive date. Now, this is a thing that most people misunderstand, because I do say 1 to 3 day intensives. And I say that because that's forward-facing language for our clients. It is 1 to 3 days of their time. They are not involved in any of the back work. We are able to do an entire project to completion because of that lead product process that we did originally. So we will literally design and build the entire brand and the website and the copy, all of it beforehand. And then comes the intensive day. We have a very specific process that we take clients through over the course of that intensive, those 2 days, where we show clients work, we get their feedback, we make revisions in real time, and then we keep moving forward such that at 6 p.m. on day two, the entire brand is done. The website is done, it's launched, it's live, and the client has everything they need to move forward. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, how can you possibly do a whole project without getting any sign-off in the beginning? Well, it really comes down to a bunch of preliminary work that we're doing with the client through that lead product process, which is building trust with them, being seen as an authority, and really taking that expert position where we are leading them to the answer. When you position yourself as the authority, clients are actually looking to you to show them what this brand should be. And then it's that paired with a very specific way that we present work throughout the intensive and the way that we run the meetings and the way that we communicate throughout that ensures that clients are not only saying yes, approved on the spot, but they're actually excited to say it. When given permission and the right environment, clients will be excited to move forward and go with what you've shown them. I've done previous episodes about the psychology of getting clients to say yes, through our magic hour process, through building trust, creating that relationship where you are seen as the authority, and then granting them permission and a safe space to actually make decisions. But suffice it to say here, it's really about the process. Ever since I nailed down this process, I went from feeling like all clients are difficult, all clients struggle to stay on schedule, all clients require more things out of scope than are in the contract, frustrated, wanting to pull my hair out because clients are so difficult. I went from feeling like that to never having a difficult client again. Even people with difficult personalities have gone through this process seamlessly. I had a student inside Mastery recently share that she had a very exacting, detail-oriented client that she pitched the intensive to. And the woman's first response was, okay, but what if I hate it? And I'm actually going to talk about that on an episode later this month. What if a client doesn't like the work? I mean, that's the big fear everybody has about the intensives. Anyway, this student said She said that, and obviously that made me nervous, even though the student had done many intensives very successfully. And then she said, once the intensive was done, she said, of course, no surprise, the client loved the work. There were almost no revisions. And it's because of this process and way of delivering the work and taking the client along for the ride so that they feel heard and understood, but also feel safe to say yes. The client loved the whole thing. And this is somebody who said from the beginning that she was very, very skeptical. So I know that it's all about process and communication and less about who the person is. Now, exactly how we make this happen flawlessly so that we know every single client is going to love the work, they're going to be ecstatic at the end of the project, that all comes down to a dozens of steps throughout the entire client journey, from the very first phone call that you have with them all the way through the end and the launch. It's about creating this relationship of trust that allows a client to really settle into this process and move forward with you. And not just move forward, but move forward with enthusiasm and excitement. And you know what? That enthusiasm is also what makes them tell their friends and send you more clients. So it is the gift that keeps on giving. And all of these dozens of steps along the way, they are all part of what we teach step by step inside No BS Agency Mastery. We give you templates. We give you scripts. I literally have a minute-to-minute outline of how I specifically run the intensive so that it gets the result that we're looking for. Now, not everybody is going to run their intensive exactly like mine. Some people have projects that require them to be over a couple of weeks instead of a couple of days. That's fine. The philosophies and the strategies still work. And in my mind, as long as you are working on one project at a time, you're becoming completely immersed in it, and you are shrinking the time that you spend on projects down from months and months to a couple of days or a couple of weeks, you are winning. Because that means that you're spending more of your time doing the part of the project that is valuable to the client and that you enjoy, the creative part, the strategic part, the part that's actually going to move the needle in their business. And you're cutting out all the BS that's not helping anybody. The emails, the meetings, the chasing. Let's get rid of all that and put 90% of our time and energy and focus on the work, because that's what's going to get the most value for you and for your clients. I believe anybody can do this with the right process and training. We teach you exactly how inside No BS Agency Mastery. If you are a 1-2 person branding agency and you want to scale up your freedom, your profit, and the ease with which you run your business, but you don't necessarily want to build a huge team or a huge agency, go to nobsagencies.com/program. Check out the video on that site and book a call with us and see if now is the right time for you to step in and step up as the leader of your business. nobsagencies.com/program. Not only do we show you exactly how to implement all of this inside the training program, but you are surrounded by a community of people running the exact same business that you are, struggling with the exact same challenges that you are, and they've come through the other side. And they can show you their war wounds, and they can tell you how they overcame some of the limiting beliefs that you're definitely holding on to, because we all are. And they can show you how they specifically did it in their business and apply these principles specifically to how they run their business with their clients. Go to nobsagencies.com/program. And maybe now is the time for us to welcome you inside our community. That's all I've got for you today. I will talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll be back next week with more No BS tips for your agency so you can find more profit, ease, and freedom. The No BS Agency podcast is produced by Yellow House Media. Coordinator is Lou Blazer. This episode is edited by Marty Seafelt. Creative direction by Sean and Tara McMullen. Our theme music is Knock 'Em Down by The Shrugs.